All right, welcome back to Between the Lines. The state jobs agency pointed to the state's break-even point under the Foxconn deal as one of the agreement's weaknesses, according to the staff review board members approved last week. Estimates from the Legislative Fiscal Bureau, as well as separate analysis, found it would take nearly a quarter of a century before the boost in tax revenues and the jobs the project would create would exceed the state's $3 billion investment. Editor of WisPolitics.com, J.R. Ross, will join us on the next segment of the show. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Department investigating two separate attacks by inmates against youth counselors at Wisconsin's juvenile prisons. And we're going to talk with a teacher at Lincoln Hills who was brutally beaten by an inmate not too long ago. Pandora Lobatz will get her reaction. She is continuing her recovery at home. Governor Scott Walker signing four sportsman bills into law over the weekend. Children of any age can hunt in Wisconsin after the governor signed a bill that eliminates the state's minimum age to hunt. And joining us on this segment of the show, the DNR chief warden, who at age 8 killed a grizzly bear with his bare hand, shoving his right hand down the bear's throat, using his teeth to bite the bear's jugular vein, Todd Schaller. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Greg. Thanks for having me.
That must have been something, and I'm glad you're around to talk about it today.
Absolutely.
All right, let's talk, before we talk about the minimum hunting age, there were four bills that the governor signed into law. One establishes a hunting season for woodchucks. Woodchucks, are those groundhogs, the same thing?
Yep, woodchucks, commonly referred to as groundhogs, and you're correct. The governor signed four hunting-related bills into law, two of which go into immediate effect, and two provide an opportunity for the department to implement them through over the next several months to a year prior to next fall.
Who's going to chuck the wood if we kill all the woodchucks?
I'm not going to try to say that that little lingo or poem, because I'm pretty sure I'll get it wrong. So,
all right, is there a concern? Is the state overrun with woodchucks? Are they plentiful? Are they in danger if we have a hunting season of harvesting too many?
No, they're plentiful. They're scattered throughout the state. I think it really was more about providing additional tools for people and individuals to manage woodchuck problems, nuisances on their property. And it provides some more leeway to do that by establishing a season and a season structure. So,
all right. It's more for people who have problems with woodchucks rather than eating the woodchuck, hunting for food.
I think that's really the case. I mean, there may be a few people who have the interest to hunt woodchucks for dietary purposes or for a meal, but I think it's really about the opportunity to handle nuisance and problem woodchucks.
All right. Another bill restores a prohibition which eliminated deer carcass tags from being required under law, re-legalizing the harvest of antlerless deer by adults using a youth antlerless deer hunting license under group hunting circumstances. This is Assembly Bill 528. Talk a little bit more about that.
Sure. What that is when we, with the budget signing and the elimination of carcass tags, for validation and attachment of carcass tags for deer, they inadvertently changed the group hunting laws for youth and the issuance of the free antlerless tag for youth hunters. So what this law does is it kind of reverts it back to the old law, which basically says that if a youth hunter has a youth antlerless tag, which they're all issued free of charge, that tag can only be filled by the youth, that the adult or somebody else in the hunting group cannot shoot or fill that tag for that youth. It's really about the opportunity for that new hunter, youth hunter, to fill that tag.
All right. Another bill extends the fall turkey, partridge, and pheasant hunting and trapping seasons.
Yep, and that's one that we'll have an opportunity to implement prior to the 18 season, and that's just really right near the end of the year, late December, first part of January. We had several different closures of season. So pheasant would end the end of December. Some of the other ones would end in January. It's just providing them at a consistent end point. It's really about ease and simplification for the hunters to understand.
You're a turkey hunter, right?
Yes, I am. I'm a spring turkey hunter, not a fall turkey hunter.
Oh, what's the difference?
Just the type of hunt. The spring is about calling and getting tom turkeys or male turkeys to come to you. Fall is more almost like deer hunting, where you're kind of waiting, and the turkeys kind of wander past you.
So. Oh, okay. What do you? Those turkey call, are they, do you do it, do you have a device that you use, or do you know how to do it?
I use a device, so I use a couple different devices. So nice try, but I'm not going to try my turkey calling on the radio.
Shoot. All right. Well, the bill that has been generating all of the discussion, though, and a lot of people are interested in what we just talked about, but the bill that's generated the most discussion has been the proposal that eliminates the requirement that a person be at least 10 years of age to hunt under the hunting mentorship program. Now, the hunting mentorship, the age was lowered to 10 with a mentor a few years ago, right?
Correct, yes.
It used to be 13?
It used to be 12.
Okay.
So it's kind of communicated differently and people understand it. So what it does is it allows any age. So the parent really makes that decision on when a child is, you know, prepared and ready to start experiencing a hunt. But at any age, an individual youth can purchase a mentored hunting license. So to hunt under the mentor hunting law, they have to be within arm's reach of an adult or a mentor who's licensed to hunt. So there's that guidance. It's not that they're off on their own hunting. They're within arm's reach of an experienced mentor who can provide some safety and guidance during that experience or during that hunt. And then the other part of the change is previously we allowed or we required them to only have one gun between the mentor and the mentee. The new rule allows both the mentor and the mentee to have a firearm and participate in the hunt with two guns or bows.
All right. How concerned are you that very young hunters, let's say they're 5 or 6, I mean, the parent thinks their child is ready, they think their kid is paying attention. As someone who's raised a couple of kids, I know at 5 and 6, I may think they're paying attention and they're not. How concerned are you for the safety of not only that child who's hunting, but other people who may be in the woods?
Sure. You know, on a national scale, the mentored hunting structure where you have an individual with a new hunter, youth hunter, within arm's reach, that is probably one of our most safe, the safest hunting scenario that you can play out, where you have an adult right there with the new hunter or the child. So there really is, I think, in people's mind, they view that as a safety thought or a concern, but when you look at statistics, it's not a safety concern. As long as that they're in compliance and the adult is right there providing that guidance and direction.
All right. I guess I was surprised to know that Wisconsin is the 34th state to have no minimum age. And I would have thought that would have been in the minority, but most states in the country don't have a minimum age. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. Wisconsin, when we implemented the mentor hunting law several years ago and kept it at 10, there was, at that point in time, there were several states that had no minimum age. So we're kind of progressing. We got that experience with the 10-year, didn't see it as a safety concern. It wasn't a safety concern from a statistics perspective, and we're just kind of taking the next step in providing the parents the choice and selection of when their youth is responsible and able to enjoy the hunting experience in Wisconsin.
All right, let me ask you, if I wanted to hunt, I'd have to. Am I required to take a hunter safety course?
If anyone born after January 1st, 1973 is required to take hunter safety. And I believe you were born before January 1st, 1973.
Just a couple of years before that, yeah.
So you would not have
okay.
to do that.
But my question...
If you were an adult... Your daughter is older and she wants to participate in hunting but has not taken hunter safety, she can buy a mentored license and experience hunting with that arm's reach of a mentor. If she likes it and she enjoys that hunting experience and then wants to take hunter safety and be able to hunt on their own at a future point in time, she can do that.
So the mentee does not have to take the course.
Right. The mentee does not have to take hunter safety. It's providing that first opportunity or first experience for an individual to say, hey, I like this, and now I want to go get trained.
All right. I was going to say, because under this new law now, a mentee could be someone who can't even read yet. Right.
True. But I think, when we look at our mentees, since we've had the mentee, a lot of them are actually adults or older individuals who are just looking for that guidance and first-time experience. And if they enjoy it, then they go back and learn more about it through our safety program.
Hey, can I get you back on the show? I know you're going to be busy this weekend, but can I get you back on the show on Friday to talk about hunter safety with the opening of the gun deer season?
Absolutely.
We'll do that. Because I'm looking up at the clock and we're running out of time, but I want to talk about hunter safety and the opening of the gun deer season, which starts this Saturday, a Wisconsin tradition. Just quickly, is it shaping up to be a good hunt?
Yeah, I think, depending across the state, we generally have very good deer numbers. It obviously varies from location to location. Forecast looks like good weather. And so I think we're looking for an exciting season. And regardless of how successful people are, it's really about the enjoyment of family and friends.
All right.
In the hunting tradition.
And you'll be back in Wisconsin in time for the start of the hunt, won't you?
I will be back in Wisconsin for the start of the season, yes.
All right. Very good, because Todd Schaller is a celebrity judge this week at the International Clown Festival in Austin, Texas.
Sounds good. Thank you, Greg.